All right, it's WMFO 9 a.m. on the dot. Mike on the mic here for 2 hours. I have an action-packed show today. It's kind of frightening, actually. Let me tell you what's going on and see if you're scared. Hopefully you are, but in a good way. There's two sets of guests coming up today. In the 9 o'clock hour, really in about 15, 20 minutes, actually, we'll have local guitar aficionado Tyler Morris here on the phone, along with legendary blues man Steady Roland Bob Margolin. They're going to join me and talk about three upcoming shows they're doing here in the local area. They'll perform live together on the same stage right here in the New England area. We'll talk about that. We'll hear some of their music. It's all good stuff. In the 10 o'clock hour, really, really psyched to have my friend, award-winning singer, songwriter, local talent extraordinaire, Boston's own Will Daly. Will's going to be here live in the 10 o'clock hour to talk about his new record, Golden Walker, about all of his upcoming shows, his tour that's going to be abroad, and then the homecoming shows at the Barn in December. So all that stuff is coming up today. But first, got a couple tunes for you. New noise here to start off this crazy show. Vintage Trouble has got a new record out called Chapter 2 EP 1. Sort of makes you think they're changing their tune a little bit. No pun intended, but they do. They sound a little bit different. To tell you the truth, I've heard a couple other things and I decided not to play it, but this is kind of cool. New Vintage Trouble. This is called Crystal Clarity. It's WMFO. Medford.
I said I heard you.
And how about if I said to you, how about if I said that our love's drop dead over the things you do not do? How about if I scream, would you know what I mean, more than you deem to prove? You're not the only one, and this is what we knew. How dare you say to me that I've neglected who we are, rejected who we're meant to be? When you rejected my golden kisses and every memory, how convenient that your eyes don't see just side to the street. So now I know and clearly see how our story goes. And how it's gonna be now that I know. I'm looking out for me. Can't imagine skies are not falling and that the walls ain't closing in. It's like my heart's revealed again, I feel the weight of me. We've run out of time and hands ain't inclined to wind again. No more rewinding. So now I know and clearly see how our story goes. And I'm looking out for me.
WMFO Medford, 9:13 in the morning. Mike with you. I'm here for 2 hours till 11 a.m. till Something About the Women comes in. Let me tell you about that short set that started us off. And then we've got a couple of guests hanging on the line, and we'll get to them in just a sec. Can't wait. Started off that set with new noise from Vintage Trouble. As I said, they're sounding a little bit different. They've named this record Chapter 2. Crystal Clarity was that one. It's kind of a poppy feel, so you know, that's what I had to do. I had to go and play some poppy stuff. I just thought of this great track from a very young Anthony Kaczynski, local band Figures on a Beach, way back in 1987, the Standing on Ceremony CD, that was No Stars, and I ended up there with the Wombats, from Proudly Present, A Guide to Love, Loss, and Desperation, that was moving to New York. All right, 9:14 in the morning, and on the phone, I've got two guests.
So I lowered it down.
As you can tell, there's Tyler Morris, who we heard just talking right there, and Bob Margolin is here as well. Welcome, guys. Welcome to WMFO.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be here. Actually, Tyler and I were talking about music while we were waiting for you.
No surprise there.
Much more pleasant than business or problems.
It's much more pleasant than that. Yeah, I mean,
we're looking forward to being musicians together.
That's exactly what we're here to talk about. It's so exciting. You guys, I think it's actually your tour that's hitting three dates here in the New England area, and you and Tyler are going to share the same stage for those three dates.
It's more like Tyler and his band, or just a friend, and I would call myself more of a guest.
All right. But the most exciting thing is you guys will get to collaborate on stage together. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So let me properly introduce you guys. We're talking to Tyler Morris, who's a local guy. He's a local prodigy, really, guitar prodigy. And we're talking to the legendary bluesman Steady Roland Bob Margolin, who's got a wonderful history of music and blues. And both of them have new records out. And as we alluded to before, they're both touring. Let me tell you when the dates are going to be. They're right around here in New England. The first one is in Hartford, Connecticut, November 16th at Black Eyed Sally's. These are all ages shows, by the way. November 17th, the next day, right here in Somerville. So everybody here around the Medford area, it's the wonderful place called Thunder Road. That's the 17th of November. And November 18th, it's in Wilton, New Hampshire at Nelson's Candies. And is there anything different about any of the three shows, you guys, that you could talk about?
Tyler, why don't you explain who we have on each show?
Yeah, so the Black Eyed Sally's and Thunder Road, the 16th and 17th, are the lineup for those shows will be my band and Bob and Rosie. And the my band includes Jesse Williams and it includes Don Kelp from John Cafferty's band on drums. And then those shows, there will be we'll be playing material from both Bob and my record.
Okay.
And then we'll be playing a bunch of surprises and, of course, some blues classics and some covers that we have played before and are used to playing in this collaborative effort. But on Sunday, the show will be a little bit different, where it's just Bob, Rosie, and I, and it'll be kind of something more relaxed. Last year we did this on Donald Dell's.
Okay.
And it's just the three of us, and it'll be something more like traditional blues, where there isn't a bass player rhythm section. So Bob and I are really holding down the low end and comping for each other. In essence, we're both being the rhythm section for each other.
I see. That sounds so exciting. Sounds you guys must love playing together.
Oh yeah,
I sure do. There are some people who it's hard to collaborate with because they just pick a part and then they execute it. And there's others, which is what used to happen back in the day way before I was playing with Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers, where they listen to each other and weave their parts in and out of each other. And they did that very deliberately. I heard Muddy do that on albums, on songs that he had made in the 1940s, the first time he was recorded when he was still living in Mississippi.
Huh.
People listen to each other and collaborate, and it's not like lead and rhythm guitar, where the rhythm guitar plays chords and the lead guitar plays fills and solos. Weaving is a term that Keith Richards used for it, because that's the Rolling Stones guitar strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Rogers, who played with Muddy Waters in the early 50s, told me that he and Muddy called it filling in the cracks. And that's what Tyler and I do. Without talking about it, we do it naturally. We listen to what each other is playing. If one goes low, the other one goes high. If one starts playing a solo, the other one backs it strongly instead of sitting there and looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to play that way. I probably shouldn't have talked about it this much, because there's a lot of magic in it too, in ESP.
I was just going to say, it's like unspoken magic between you two. Now, I'm just wondering, how did you guys meet? Was it because of the Vistone label that you share?
I would say that it is. We all at Vistone, three partners, if somebody submits an album to us, we listen to it, and if we fall in love with it and feel comfortable promoting it, we decide to move forward with the artist.
To bring him in the family.
Richard Rosenblatt, incidentally, will be playing on each of the dates, is one of the partners in it. He's a great harmonica player.
Oh, fabulous.
I first heard when Richard told me, hey, we got an album by somebody that lives near me in Newton, Massachusetts, and it's really good. And this is one of the albums that would say, oh, yeah, we need to put this one out if we can make the deal work and make it a good partnership for everybody. And Tyler, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you are a no-brainer.
Thank you.
I know it was a compliment. So both of you have new records out. We'll start with you, Bob. You've put out an album that you really, really just dove right in. It's a self-titled record. And I was reading about it, and I know that you did everything. You wrote, you sang, you played on every single track, produced it, recorded it, the whole thing. Talk a little bit about that experience, if you would, please.
Well, I'd done this before in 2006. I made an album called In North Carolina, which is where I live now, although I'm from Brookline.
Mm-hmm.
And I had plenty of friends that went to Tufts, and I'm sure I played there in the 1960s. I'm really sure I did.
Probably, although a lot of times people don't remember the 60s too well. I don't have any idea why.
I do.
All right, well, I was there, but
it was...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
And Tyler...
But,
oh, go ahead, Ben.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a little tough talking on the phone here.
Okay. I did an album in 2006 called In North Carolina, which I recorded at home. And the point of it was to make a very personal record of songs that I chose to cover, as well as writing some new original songs, taking my time with it by being at home, and instead of going in and making an album in a few days with rehearsals and planning, I just let it happen naturally over the course of a few months. And when I had enough songs and was ready and was happy with the way they sounded, I took them to a professional mixer, and that album did nicely for me. I ended up getting a Blues Music Award for guitar out of it in 2008.
Oh, wonderful. That must be really gratifying after all that work and blood, sweat, and tears.
It is. I sweated, and I probably sobbed a couple of times, but there was no blood.
All right, well, you know, I'm glad to hear that, actually. I am. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't just sort of talk a little bit about you and your storied history. You know, you mentioned Muddy Waters and your being able to play in that band for a number of years. And what was it like being able to play with Muddy and not only be part of the professional musicians that played with him, but just to learn from the guy?
It was a real thrill. People say, what was the highlight of those years? And even though I met and played with wonderful musicians, excuse me, and went all over the world, the real thrill was playing with Muddy on the bandstand. He was very, very special. He had what people call charisma, the ability to affect people in a really spiritual way, both personally and with his music. He was not just a regular person. He truly wasn't. And on stage, it was just magnetic, trying to fall into his style and support him well, take a strong solo when he asked me to. And here's the punchline. At the end of each night I played for him, he paid me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you're saying. And one last thing with you, Bob, just because we're heading into Thanksgiving, you know, I wonder what your recollections are from Thanksgiving decades ago. I think it was 1976, Thanksgiving Day. You had a chance to participate in a musical event that's living on for the ages with the band. I wonder if you could talk about what it was like being there for the last waltz and maybe sort of looking back on it. How do you feel about it from a historical perspective?
Well, It came up fairly quickly. The year before, 1975, Muddy had recorded his last album for Chess Records with Levon Helm from the band and Paul Butterfield, the great harmonica player, producing it in Woodstock. It's called the Muddy Waters Woodstock album, and it won a Grammy Award. The next year, in 1976, when the band had the last waltz, Levon apparently was very insistent on bringing Muddy Waters to it, and according to his book, he had to fight to make sure Muddy was able to bring me and Pine Top along with him, as he had, that's Pine Top Perkins, to bring both of us along with him, because Muddy was comfortable playing with something he knew underneath, you know, behind him, and Pine Top and I could give him a little familiar sound. And when it came up quickly, and I went to the last waltz, I had an Archtop guitar with me on the road. We'd been playing in clubs, but I brought it to the last waltz too, and it impressed the people there that were, say, rock stars that were into blues music, and also really loved Muddy, even though he didn't know who the rock stars of the day were. But we went to a hotel that the band had hired to house all their guests, and there and in the dressing room before the show, people would come up to Muddy and pay their respects, and he had no idea
who they were.
That they were famous, but I did. I read Rolling Stone magazine.
Listening
to most of them were a little older than me in my generation. But Bob Dylan was at the concert, and of course the band. I remember Joni Mitchell came up to Muddy in the dressing room and thanked him, and she was astoundingly beautiful. And so Muddy hit on her, and she knew how to get out of that pretty well. I guess she was used to it by then.
Yeah. Well, but wow, what a thing for you to have been able to participate in. Absolutely.
It was, and it still resonates. Last year in 2017, I was on a tour that was called Last Waltz 40. 40 years later, with a lot of really well-known of today's musicians, and we played a show at the Orpheum Theater. Just to show you how that relates to the show over here, on the blues songs that I sang on that tour, they allowed me to bring in any harmonica player that I wanted to, and so I brought Richard Rosenblatt, mm-hmm. Who's going to be playing with us. And after everybody had done their sound check and went downstairs to have dinner, I took Rosie over to the corner where we had an amp set up from him, and we plugged in and got our sounds. And a lot of, we played together a little bit, and all of a sudden the musical directors, Warren Haynes and Don Was, came running upstairs from the cafeteria room, and they heard Rosie playing and said, "What's going on up here? We thought it was an old blues record being played loudly." and they were very impressed with him, and Rosie just killed it that night at the Orpheum. Tyler, were you there that night?
Yeah, I was in the front row, actually. I had tickets.
I didn't know you yet.
Yeah, that was before we met.
I know. They gave me a lot of latitude. I probably could have got you to sit in while I was playing, too.
Oh, wow.
The only thing stopping that would be that you didn't know each other yet. But, you know, it's a great story, too, because it's lifelong friends, too, that continue to this day and collaborations to this day.
Yes, if you don't mind me telling you another Thanksgiving story. Two years later, I think in the fall of 1978, Muddy was touring in Europe with Eric Clapton. And we had some time off in London, and the promoter had a big party for another band that had come over to do a concert for him. It was the first European tour by a group called The Cars.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And as it turned out, road managing them was a guy from their record company, Columbia Records at the time, named Steve Berkowitz, who was a great guitar player, but he went very far in the music business and still is. He was working for Columbia. And we had a big party for the Cars, and some of the guys in Muddy's band were invited. But I was surprised to find Steve there, because I knew him from Boston in the early 70s when he and Rosie used to be in a band called the Austin All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve had the British chef cater the party in Thanksgiving cuisine, because all of us were away from home.
Okay.
And Steve said that the chef said, "You want to do what with a pumpkin?" They had this delicious food there, and the guys in the Cars were there. I didn't know any of them, and still don't. But just a nice party, well catered, and it's a small world how the same people from Boston keep popping up for me.
Absolutely. Wonderful recollections. Thanks for sharing them with us.
Makes me hungry.
Yeah. You're going to do what with a pumpkin? Very nice. So Tyler Morris. Tyler, you were with us a couple of weeks ago, and you're all of 20 years old, and we talked about your career and your working towards the release of your third album, which is out now, called Next in Line. And since we last talked, Tyler, we had kind of exciting news pertaining to your album. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You wanna break the good news?
Yeah, well, there's actually two news. I think I'll start with the second piece of news. I think trumps the first.
But so I could call it the lesser piece of news. But the first news was it was on the Northeast Billboard Heat Seekers charts.
Yeah.
At number 9 a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And the second news that I think you're referring to.
Absolutely.
Is my album is on the 2018 Grammy long nominee list, which is basically how the Grammys work. Is there's either 2 or 3 rounds till they decide the nominees. So this is, I believe, we're in the first round, and I'm on the long list along with some people like Paul McCartney and Dave Matthews and just some crazy incredible heroes that I can't believe I'm on any sort of list with.
Well, on behalf of everybody at WMFO, I want to, you know, wish you the best of luck and sincere congratulations. That's a big, big deal.
Thank you.
That's a big, big deal. So, like to go ahead and play some music, a track from each of you guys' albums that we've been talking about. And we'll start with Tyler. Tyler, I chose the one that you had said was your favorite. And you said it was your favorite because you got to do some Aerosmith kind of Joe Perry kind of licks in a track called Thunder. Still your favorite song?
Yeah, and I also got to write a line that it says Freddie King on the radio, which I've always dreamed of writing into a song.
All right, we'll cross it off your bucket list. I don't know if you can have a bucket list at 20, but we'll let it go. That's fine. So we're going to hear Thunder. Okay. Well, you should. It doesn't surprise me because you're always ahead of the curve, it seems. So awesome. And Bob, from your latest release, I mentioned self-titled. You mentioned a song called Mercy, which is just a cool old school blues tune. And you wanted me to play that one. If you could talk a little bit about that one and why you chose it.
Yes, I'd been working on the album for a month or two, and some of the songs were getting a little complex with me recording a few overdub parts together. And after I had done that and worked real hard on it one day, I said, you know what, I just feel like letting loose and ripping some blues guitar by myself, and I'll make up some words later for it. And so I just picked up the guitar, plugged it in, and just started playing as if I was live, although I was still at home.
Yep.
And just put every bit of feeling of really wanting to break loose into it. And I think I did a very strong guitar part on it. In hindsight, it's my favorite track on my own album.
Awesome. And not only is it guitar that you're doing, you're doing all the vocals, and it's just a wonderful old school blues tune. So let's do that, you guys. We'll play both of these tracks and come back and say some final thoughts and goodbyes. Start with Tyler from the latest album called Next in Line. This one's called Thunder at WMFO Medford.
money, hatred. No mercy is no mystery. We could do so much together. Is there still hope for you and me?
WMFO Medford 944 on Saturday morning. Just heard a couple of tracks from our guest. That last one was Bob Margolin from a self-titled record called Mercy. Our wonderful old blues tune brought to life there. And Tyler Morris from your third CD that is in Grammy contention called Nest in Line. That was Thunder. And I listened for that line and I heard it. That was pretty cool for sure.
And he plays bass.
Yeah. So let me just go over the dates for your shows. Very exciting, coming up with Tyler and Bob together on stage, starting November 16th in Hartford, Connecticut. These are all ages shows. They all start at 8 o'clock. Black Eyed Sally's in Hartford, Connecticut, November 16th. November 17th, right here in Somerville, Mass. at Thunder Road. And then the next night, November 18th, in Wilton, New Hampshire, Nelson's Candies. All right, you guys, I want to thank you so much for doing this so early in the morning. Any parting thoughts before we say goodbye?
Well, thanks for having us on.
You're welcome.
I'm really looking forward to doing the shows with Tyler. We have a real chemistry when we play together, and it's natural. We don't talk about it, but we do it on stage.
That's important. And just a note for everybody, my Facebook post has all the information that anybody could ever need about where to find tickets and how to get to each one of these shows and when they are. So you can check it out right there. And I hope that a lot of our listeners get to go see you guys. It's going to be a great show. And I think the best thing for me to do is end our little segment with a little bit of Muddy. So one of my favorite tracks that happens to be on a collection, this is Muddy Waters. I want to end with Still a Fool. So thank you guys again so much. And we'll talk to you again soon.
That song.
I love it. I love it. All right. Thanks, both of you. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Take care. Here's Muddy Waters, everybody, at WMFO, Medford.
There's two trains running. Well, ain't now one. running just for day. It's running just for day. Oh Lord, short of the hill. Oh well, I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Oh Lord, sure enough I do. Oh well. Another man's wife, with another man's wife. Oh Lord, sure enough I done. Oh well.
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here at 949. Thanks very much again to Tyler and to Bob. I really appreciate their coming here and, actually calling here and telling us about their three shows together that are coming up right here in the New England area. And, of course, we just ended with the great Muddy Waters from 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Connect Collection, the best of Muddy Waters that was Still a Fool. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, we're going to have the great local luminary, as I call him, Will Daly, will be in studio here for the entire hour. So let me play a couple of tracks to get us up there. But first, you know what time it is? Of course you do. This time of year, it is always donations time right here at WMFO.
So we need your money.
We really need it.
Money, please.
You know.
We are
anything,
on a radius.
Yeah, you know, like cash, money.
We're really so very poor.
And we're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even afford it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college students.
It's very
nice. It's a really
nice
really
doing
nice
this for free, and it's still costing us
money. Yeah, freeform radio.
We are
just give us the
right
money.
All I want is money.
The money.
We just need money.
Oh, my God.
Donate at www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
It's WMFO Medford. As you heard, it is donations time here at WMFO. Every year, once a year, we reach out and ask you to help us to keep it freeform. So please do. Please help us to keep this great freeform station going. All of us come here as volunteers, and you help us to help you to listen to the music that you love. Donate.wmfo.org is where you can help us out. And thank you very much in advance. All right. For the next 10 minutes, going to do a couple of tracks here. I'm going to call this a well-oiled New Noise, mainly because it came out back in April, but I love it to death. New Noise here, Albert Hammond Jr., and after that, we'll have a little Will Daly, and then he'll be here live right after the top of the hour here at WMFO, Medford.
Listening to Mike on the Mic, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Mass.
On your mark, get ready, set, at the sound of the gun, we're running out the door. Saturday passed by, never spoke a word. Shuffled around the room, but our eyes ain't never met. I wish they were afraid that we're, well, if they don't. Should I move it all? Are we just a love tied to a sinking stone? Either way, we got time to kill and room to grow. So talk, talk, love.
look sharp, just enough to keep us on our toes. On your mark, get ready, set. At the sound of the gun, we're running out the door into these strange days. I know.
WMFO Medford.
Sky. At your heels, the dust kicks up, swallows the dying light. I heard you singing in distant places with words that fill the night. Your eyes jump off the empty pages and coffee-colored wine.